Put yourself in his or her shoes. That's what we tell people when we want them to see things from someone else's point of view. Empathy is the ability and the willingness to be in touch with one's feelings and of others. And when you sense that someone is feeling sad or hopeless, how do you respond? The ability and the willingness to be in touch with one's feelings, that is at the cornerstone of building emotional intelligence, and empathy is at the center of that. The reality is that 60% of our thoughts are self-directed. My goals, my problems, my feelings. Another 30% are directed towards relationships, but it's how they affect me. So what does my wife think of me, or my hubby think of me? How will my boss evaluate my performance in the next review? Do my friends like me, or do they see me as irritating? You know, only 10% in this model is spent on empathy, and empathy is a rare thing when one person actually feels the emotions, problems, and perspectives of another person. So instead of asking what the other person think of you, you know, you ask, what is that person thinking about? In the Noble Quran, Allah Rabbul Izzah speaks about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's deepest pain, and that was knowing what others were in pain. In other words, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was so deeply invested in the lives of those around him that he shared in their pain. You know, Allah Rabbul Izzah describes Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. There has certainly come to you a messenger from amongst you. Grievous to him is what you suffer. He's concerned over you, and to the believers, he's kind and merciful. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ. None of you will believe until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. Sayyidina Nu'man bin Bashir radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاتُفِهِمْ مَثَلُ الْجَسَدِ. The similitude of the believers in their mutual kindness, compassion, and sympathy is like one body. When one limb suffers, the whole body responds to it with wakefulness and fever. So that is how interconnected we are with one another, in terms of, you know, feeling each other's pain. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed the greatest compassion, universal compassion, and he encouraged every one of us. You know, the compassion was so far that he didn't in any way want to offend anyone. If we look at an example of, you know, Ikramah bin Abi Jahl, the son of Abu Jahl. Now, Abu Jahl, a notorious enemy of Islam, his name was Amr bin Hisham, and he was killed in the Battle of Badr. And his son Ikramah bin Abi Jahl, on hearing this news that his father was killed in the battle by the Muslims, became so heartbroken, and he wanted to meet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Makkah. And upon hearing the news that Ikramah had entered, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advised the Muslims not to call Ikramah as the son of Abu Jahl, the father of ignorance, as it would hurt his feelings, even if he embraced Islam. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, stopped people from calling Ikramah, Ikramah's father, is Abu Jahl, as that would affect him. So this is the compassion of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He knew that even though Abu Jahl was the worst enemy of Islam, he's still the father of his son Ikramah. That behavior is what we know as empathy, which resonates throughout history, and people are able to pick up on that, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had that particular quality. So, you know, we need to build good empathy. Empathy leads to stronger and more meaningful relationships, success in the workplace, better health and quality. When you look at 90% of top performers in their workplace, they have high emotional intelligence. Those are just better at managing relationships. And the negative effect of lack of empathy, scientists have linked the lack of empathy to criminal behavior, such as stealing, drug dealing, murder. You know, our prisons are full of people who lack empathy. These criminals don't care or didn't take the time to understand what their victims were feeling, and having empathy might have prevented them from that acts that put them in the prison in the first place. And empathy is the ability to trust others. You know, when your friends feel that you care, then you have earned their trust. And if they trust you, they will take more risks with you and be more open with you. So that is essentially what is required when we talk of empathy. And it is a quality that will make all the difference. With practice, the right process, you can take empathy to the next level, which will in turn increase your emotional intelligence overall. And with the right tools and resources, the process to learn empathy, you know, is not a complicated or a exhaustive one. It is something that we can pick up simply by telling yourself and putting yourself in another person's shoes.